As for this myth, one sees merely the whole effort of a body straining to raise the huge stone, to roll it and push it up a slope 100 times over. One sees the face screwed up, the cheek tight against the stone, and the holy human security of 2 earth-clotted hands. At the very end of this long effort, the purpose is achieved. Then Sisyphus watches the stone rush down in a few moments toward the lower world, whence he will have to push it up again toward the summit. He goes back to the plane. It is during that return, that pause, that Sisyphus interests me. A face that toils so close to stones is already stone itself.